Hello. This was The Clocks and was 5 on 4. 5 on 4. The rhythm, of course, by the band The Clocks in the album Lantern. I wanted to try the band DNA, discovering this CD. I've never listened to it, so it's an occasion now. There is a big booklet, and it's kind of maybe a little ideological or political, let's say. Notes on DNA by Glenn O'Brien. Then 1979 as a title. DNA can mean the medium of genetic coding or end backwards or a band with plenty of both. And DNA, the band, delivers the best of at least both worlds, like inside outside, seen unseen, heard of unheard of, thought action. May, female, yin yang, ketchup, mustard, they do their best at filling the void. Which void, you might ask? Well, for one, the void left by nearly all other bands, even in where it's happening farthest and fastest, New York, the void left by all the bands working ready-made formats, etc., etc., etc. Later, DNA is all moving parts, completely adjustable, allowing for simultaneous inside access and exterior impermeability. There are few bands which induce wild dancing, big ovation, multi-encore demands, and who still get a lot of heckling. DNA does it every time. Unfortunately, a lot of the heckling consists of drivel like rock and roll or boogie, but this comes from pathetic, frightened, deep somnambulists, etc., etc. So, let's listen randomly to a track from this CD. Let's say, not a too short one, let's say a track named Surrender.
Thank you.
Okay, I like, well, this band DNA. Those first tracks were from the album DNA on DNA, and we'll continue with it. I'm just going to read some text inside the booklet, a big booklet. The Inexact Science of DNA by Jason Gross. Our scientific brains demand explanations. We need to know the whys and wherefores of everything we come across. If we can't figure out how something works, we madly dash for explanations and theories, no matter how illogical or crackpot. Just so we feel secure that we are able to suss out the world around us. And that's why DNA drove me crazy for years. I'd listened to their single, the No New York tracks, and their EP again and again with no real clues about what it meant or what the frame of reference was supposed to be. They hadn't done the impossible and reinvented music or sound. Music follows the rules of physics. It can be created or destroyed. Maybe you could check off Captain Beefheart, The Fall, Caroline Stockhausen, Edgar Varèse, Sonny Sharrock, Albert Tyler, or Damo Erakan, but those were only reference points and not the whole picture by any means. DNA were able to do something that few other groups had the courage or the ability or the imagination to pull off. They were reimagined their options and reconfigured it as something almost totally new and unique, even among their no wave peers of the late 70s, etc., etc., etc. Quite a long text. Remaining. I suggest just before listening to one or two or three tracks to describe the band. So Arto Lindsay, guitar and vocals, Ikue Mori, drums, well known, Robin Crutchfield, keyboards and vocals on diverse tracks, Tim Wright, on diverse tracks, bass and guitar. And so, with beautiful photos of this kind of, let's say, teen, very young guys and woman, Ikue Mori. It was released around the late 70s and 80s. So, okay, let's continue listening to some tracks. Okay, that'll be all right for DNA band. And now, last track was named "Egomaniac's Kiss." I suggest we listen to Jun Miyake. I've just listened to this CD and shows a track named Kaluna, and it seems like a Japanese living in. I don't know. His style is quite, let's say, Brazilian. I don't know, Latin. And there is not much description, so I don't know exactly, but it's a beautiful booklet with a photo on the cover, a strange one. I don't know whom it represents, but someone with a dress and kind of strange. Hat and etc. It's a very let's say imaginative, or I don't know, it's a kind of surrealistic. I don't know exactly how to describe this, but it's a artistic cover with a woman dressed in a strange way in front of a mirror. Maybe it's him, let's say. I don't know. I don't know. It's strange because it seems as very transformed guy or woman. It seems like a woman, but it's difficult to know. So. Okay, so Jun Miyake, Kaluna.
Lady, you're in my
And before listening to the last CD, it's a long track on the album Acid Rain, featuring Noël Achoté, Jean-Marc Foussat, Roger Turner, a bunch of famous artists. Achoté on guitar, Foussat VCS3 Electronics, and Roger Turner on drums. So the album is a whole is only one track, a very long one, Acid Rain. Let's listen to it from the beginning to the end. Just before, I'd like to listen to another June Miyake track named Still Life. And cheers, see you.
Sailing on the lee tide, dragging memories through the open void, christen me the dead eye flotilla, a still life to wash up onto sanctum shores. In this weather, nothing better than to cast out. Take my chances versus careless oblivion. And all you've lost will drift away. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.